Folks, how you doing? Welcome to the show. This is the radio talk show with me, Mark O'Keefe, DJ, host, comedian, fucking mentally unstable cunt. And here we talk about society, politics, religion, news. I don't know. What's going on? Whatever's going on, we talk about whatever's going on. You know what I'm saying? It's good to be here with you folks. It's good to be here. How are you doing? It is... what time is it? 23:33. What the fuck is that? Do I look like a soldier to you? I don't know what the fuck that means. 25 to 11. 25 to 12. 25 minutes left in the day, folks. What a day it's been. I'm coming to you from the edge of the jungle here in Bali. Ubud, Indonesia. The only Hindu island out of the many thousands of islands in the Indonesian peninsula. Because I've been doing my fucking research. I don't go to places blind. It was a animist pagan country, the country of Indonesia, until the first century when Indian traders and sailors spread Hinduism, and then a couple hundred years after that the fucking the Yemeni Muslims came and they converted the whole country except for Bali. And Bali had been and was then owned by the Dutch later on. The Dutch instead of forcing their Protestantism on them, left them to be Hindus. They're not your Indian Hindus. It's a bit of a different. Anyway, who gives a what is this education time? I got my feet up here on the fucking on the balcony, mate. I am kicking it. Oh yeah, what did I do today? Let me fucking tell you what I done. By God. Oh yeah, it was day one. It's day one here. It's fucking hot. It's like 27 degrees. It's fucking middle of the night. And it's that humid kind of fucking soupy heat. You know what I mean? Where you're just constantly sweating. I like that though. I like that jungle heat. Like a Vietnam movie. You know what I mean? I'm looking out for Charlie every 2 seconds. Or the Kong. Anyway, I went to the yoga shala today and I was there for 3 hours. So you better believe I'm fucking enlightened. Oh brother. Right? I went there for 9 a.m. and did I think I just saw a bat. Fuck me. Watch out, bat, I'll fucking dig the head off you. You try and give me some fucking... you try and bite me, you know what I'll do? I'll blame a global pandemic on you, that's what I'll do. Instead of the Chinese and the pharmaceutical companies. Give me some... sorry guys, I'm very sedated. Anyway, right, so I went to the shala. The yoga shala. Yoga Swathi is what it's called. It's fucking sick. It's in some back alley. In some guy's fucking back garden. He's got a massive shala. I think that's what it's called anyway. And I went there for 9 a.m. and did an hour and a half of pranayama and meditation. So just mental breathing. There's only 3 people in the class. And there's this fiend. His name is Wahid. I mean, it's, or Wahid. Wahid? Wahid? Listen. Anyway, here's some Balinese lad. Kind of muscly, but old, but kind of he's... oh, they were bat. Some fucking bat nearly hit me there. Jesus Christ. I'll dig the head off it. Anyway. So anyway, he's a stocky lock of a cunt. Big Bali lad. Probably in his 50s or 60s. Healthy looking though, you know what I mean? Looks like he could fucking dig the head off a horse and then eat it. Anyway, he taught me how to breathe there. I remember him from last year. But anyway, what you gotta do is when you're breathing, right? You gotta fucking tilt your head up, roll your eyes back, and everything out till you fucking, your lungs completely deflate and you nearly gawk. And then you suck it back in and fill up your belly. And then you do that faster and faster and faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until you feel Jesus running through your veins. Until you get all light and fluffy in the head, you know what I mean? And you're like, what's going on here? Are those my feet? And then you get your bundas moving. I don't know what your bundas are, but you fucking... To be honest, he don't got the clearest English, and I don't got the best ears. But whatever it was, anyway, we were in sync, breathing together. You know what I mean? Breathing together. We're the Dharma. We became one. I became enlightened, I swear to God. Anyway, and then after that, I stayed for another hour and a half of fucking yin, which is just fucking holding positions for like 5 minutes. Ah, fuck. And I was fucking sweet as after that, you know what I mean? I was walking on fucking clouds. I'm just fucking... I've got another fucking 27 days in the jungle here, and... Oh my god, there's fireflies down there. That is fucking sick, cunt. By the time I'm leaving here, I want to have reached a guru level. You see, people come here trying to find a guru, but I come here to become the guru. And I'm going to get back to Western society, and you know what I'm going to do? Issue pamphlets, start an online course, get a building, get a bit of ground, get a compound. Get everyone on the compound and fuck them. Why else would you go east unless you're going to train to be a fucking false prophet, shimster guru? You wouldn't come here to be really, really real time fucking enlightened. Get the fuck out of town. Do you know what I mean? Nah, man. Can you hear the jungle? I know I play music, but you can hear the jungle in the background as well. It's a whole atmosphere we've got going on. Anyway, tomorrow I'm going boxing. Cause you know what I mean? If you're training to be the next coming of Christ, there's gonna be some devils on your back, and I'm gonna have to learn how to kick the head off him if I see him. You know what I'm saying? This I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. I think people come here to better themselves. And all I can think of doing is coming here and just conniving up some fucking heinous plans. No, what I have to do is I try and keep myself as distracted as possible for a month when I'm not doing comedy, because I'm such a fucking rat and a fucking maze that when you take my fucking shitty endorphin prompting open mics away, then I scramble, you know what I mean? I'm looking for anything to fill the void. So, it's yoga and meditation for a month. Can't. Anyway, I feel like I really need to purify my soul after Australia. Australia's a great country and all, but you do feel a bit dirty on the inside after there, you know? Because of the bloody swearing. I really, 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 really get into the swearing there. By God, I fucking love it, you cunt. You dog cunt, I fucking love it. What the fuck was that? Oh my God. There's something in the bushes moving. Monkeys come up on my balcony, you know what I mean? Alright, guys, I'm gonna leave it there for now because I'm kind of scared. I think there's an animal in the bushes. Anyway, folks, have an absolutely fantastic day. You guys are the best. Peace out. Practice loving kindness wherever you can.